Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Today, really over the course of the weekend, I started to lose a little bit of that confidence. Today, though, is the first time that in my gut, deep down in my gut, and it's not based off of just last night's result. You're allowed to lose a game here over the final, you know, whatever, the stretch of 12. Now, as we said, it's 10 games remaining, and they play this afternoon with Jonah Tong on the mound. More on that in just a second. But it's the first time my gut is telling me I don't believe that they're going to make the postseason. Now, you could say whether they get in or not, how they would do well, or whatever, or how they're set up to have success. Part of me believes that, but for too long, the feeling around the Mets has been hanging on for dear life for that final wild card spot, not doing anything to pull away, to separate themselves, so much so that they let a more dangerous team hang around, which is also part of my feeling, as I'm referring to the Diamondbacks here, than the Reds or the Giants. So there are a lot of factors to why after last night's game, and even really leading up to it, and knowing that the Mets are on thin ice to begin with and playing with fire here, that my gut feel is telling me they don't have enough to get across the finish line. I'm getting 2022 vibes. Obviously, back then, it was more about the division as opposed to just getting in the postseason. But the vibes then were, God, just win a game and hang on. Come on, all you got to do is win one here. Win this series. Win a game. Beat them once. And when you're trying so desperately just to hang on, generally, you fall flat. The Mets did in 2022, losing that division. And again, I'm feeling like they're just doing anything they can to try to piece it together to make sure they just get in. Then when they get in, okay, exhale, deep breath, reset a little bit, go with the piggyback stuff, whatever it is they want to do. Could be dangerous in the postseason. However, getting there for them with 10 games remaining is going to be the challenge. And based on the way that they have played since June 13th on, even more specifically, the last 2 weeks, like you could erase the entirety of August if you'd like. How about September? How about September? I mean, an 8-game losing streak, it wouldn't have been bad enough if you lost 6 of 8. You had to lose all 8. And then the feeling is that when they're in the midst of that, oh, God, this team. And then they win 2 and everybody's like, okay, deep breath, we're good. No. You're lucky. The Mets are lucky that the Diamondbacks coughed up a golden opportunity yesterday. Now, remember, not only did the Diamondbacks have the pedigree, and they've been playing good baseball really since the All-Star break. I forget the exact record, but over 500, been a pretty solid team working their way back into it. And because the Mets can't win a freaking game, the win total to eventually clinch that final wildcard spot has come down, which has allowed the Diamondbacks to get back in. And they, of course, passed the Giants, passed the Reds, and now are a game and a half back of the Mets with the tiebreaker. And that goes based off of division record, which can change. Diamondbacks play the Dodgers still. The Mets play the Nationals and Marlins. So that can change. But the fact is, right now, the Diamondbacks have the tiebreaker, and they're on their heels just a game and a half back. So they have a more, in my mind, legitimate threat right behind them than the Giants and Reds. That's number one. And really, it's not, you know, in the pecking order, number one. I'm just giving you one reason. Maybe the most important factor is the Mets themselves. Who the hell is going to pitch these games down the stretch? Like, yeah, the piggyback idea is great, but you're instead now taking two capable starters and combining them for one game, and then for the other games, you don't have many other capable starters, starting with today in Jonah Tong. I love Jonah Tong. Easy kid to root for. How can you not? I mean, 22. He looks like he's 18. You know, just a young kid, excited to be here, wears his emotions on his sleeve, got emotional after the game on Friday where he couldn't get out of the first inning. That's like, yeah, of course, the human side of you roots for him and all that stuff, and he'll be fine, hopefully have a great big league career. However, when you got 10 games to go, you can't be messing around with somebody who you have no idea if he's going to be able to get out of the first inning or not. He's got three big league starts to his name. One was good. And the reason why we thought it was very good is because it was much better than what the majority of the other starters were giving the Mets. So his five innings and whatever it was that first night in just a dreadful baseball game that feels like it took forever, it was better because he actually went five innings and gave the team a chance to win, which is something that the majority of the staff wasn't doing for a month and a half, maybe even longer than that. But his second start wasn't very good. Six innings, four runs, giving up home runs all over the place. It was okay. Again, much better than what they were getting, but not great. And then his third start wasn't even really a start. He got two outs. Getting beat up and just totally melted down. So how the hell do you expect him to go out there today and give them a quality start? He might. I have no idea. We don't know. But I don't feel comfortable with doing that. 10 games to go. Playoff life on the line, this is who you're having start the game, and the reason is because they don't have a better answer for it. And then you move forward after what Peterson showed you last night. I mean, David Peterson has been nothing short of a disaster since August. This guy was an all-star, and I like Peterson. I love his competitiveness, was a bulldog out of the bullpen a year ago. I liked what he was made up of in 2020 when he first burst on the scene. I like Peterson, but maybe his innings, where he's thrown the most innings that he's thrown before, maybe that's catching up. But I don't have the answers, but I don't need to. I'm a sports talk show host. Barely. They do need to have the answers. They're the ones that are running the team. And how could you trust Peterson the next time out? And what did Mendoza say so confidently after the game last night? Oh, yeah, he's going to make his next start. He is? And then you look at it and do the math and say, well, geez, I mean, I don't know what. They don't have enough. That's the bottom line. There's only 10 games to go. And you can't even piece together a rotation that you feel comfortable with getting you over the hump to just get in the damn playoffs. So maybe you could then take some of those starters and combine them, piggyback them, plan PB, piggyback. Hey, it worked for a night. Yeah, okay, it did. But would they have been better off splitting those two up? I mean, that's how desperate it is that you're saying, hey, like, I would rather have had Manaea start today or start the other day and then have, you know, push everybody back as opposed to Tong taking the start. They chose Tong. We'll see what happens. But they also chose to use Holmes and Manaea on the same day. And now what's going to happen moving forward here? Sproat Friday, McClain Saturday. Okay, you trust those guys. Holmes, Manaea again on Sunday? Or are you going to save Manaea and push him back? You have the off day Monday, which could help you. I mean, you're going to have Peterson and Tong potentially pitch again. Maybe Senga can come up from the minors if he does well in his next minor league start and then take one of those spots. But we're talking about one game of the final, you know, 10 that you're going to have Senga pitching even with him. Like, do you trust Senga? You can't. Do you trust Peterson? You can't. Do you trust Tong? You can't. Outside of McClain and maybe now the Holmes-Manaea piggyback, Like, you can't trust any other spot in that row. Even Sproat, he's been pretty good, but again, he's young. Like, you can't rely on him, and his velocity had a significant drop-off in his last start. I mean, you take 5-6 scoreless every single time, but is it enough? When you actually do the math, is it enough to get this team through the final 10 games to make sure they get over the hump and hang on to that spot and go into the postseason? And for the first time, I'm telling you, I don't believe that it is. In my gut, I don't feel like it's enough. They've done too much damage here. They're played with fire too long. Too long. This thing's going to come down to the wire. Even if they win today. Like, okay, it's a game and a half right now. So what, 2.5 with 9 games to go? Yeah, the math is in your favor. But still, I mean, the Mets are, they are one, they're now one bad series away from having the season be a failure. One bad series could have them be on the outside looking in, which is something we really haven't seen. Even Saturday, it was when they lost that brutal, brutal loss. And that, to me, was the first, like, real kick in the nuts. Gut punch, whatever. But, I mean, come on, we've evolved. It's 2025. That was the first real kick in the nuts, that Saturday night loss. I held out all I could. That one was like, I just can't do it anymore. But then they followed up with 2 straight wins, and I still didn't fully believe that they were, that they've turned the corner after those 2 straight wins. And even if you did believe that, it's still going to come down to the wire. I mean, we're here. This is it. Game and a half lead without the tiebreaker, 10 games to go. With a lot of starting pitchers that you do not trust to get you through these final 10 games. How can anybody, other than saying, well, they have the game and a half lead, cross your fingers that time will run out before they get caught. That, to me, is not the recipe for success. They're trying different things. You give them credit for that. They're doing anything they can to figure out a way to get through these. Generally, when you're in this predicament and you put yourself in this spot, you're playing with fire, you will be burned. And for the first time, I feel like the Mets are going to get caught by the Diamondbacks. And when all said and done, be on the outside looking in. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT out sick again today. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll get to some of the Yankee stuff. We'll get to plenty of the football ahead of week 3. Week 3 starting tonight with the Bills and the Dolphins, but we start with the Mets. Tony is in Naugatuck, Connecticut. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Sal. How are you, Sal?
How are you, Tony?
I'm really disgusted as a Mets fan. And I agree with you 100%. The Mets are done. And not only that, with Peterson in the 5th, after walking 2 batters in that inning, how does Mendoza have him face Machado with the bases loaded? Meanwhile, he had...
Well, what are you going to do? Who are you going to go to? I mean, last week I was fighting off BT and... Hold on, Tony. Hold on. I'll let you finish. Last week I was fighting off BT and callers about having Peterson stay in. And guys are calling, talking about his stuff. And I'm like, guys, are you watching a game? Peterson has been god-awful. You wanted to stay in the game. And now you're saying, first call of the day, you wanted Peterson out before the Machado. Like, that's in part the problem. There are no good options for Mendoza or the Mets right now. There are none.
But he had Stanek up in the bullpen. I'd rather see
Stanek. Stinks. Stanek stinks.
Peterson stinks even more.
Okay, so we agree, Tony. There are no good options. You can't go to Stanek in that spot. It's way too early. Like, you have to rely on your... David Peterson was an all-star. They're relying on him. He can't give up a grand slam. He did. He's been brutal. Guess what? I wouldn't have Peterson start. What's the answer? What's the alternative?
You can't have him start again.
They're going to, Tony. What's your alternative? Because I did it. I did the math. Oh, my God, I wouldn't have him start. What would you do?
I'd rather see Minaya take his spot.
Okay, right. Me too. But I said that a week ago, and thank you for the call. Now, all of a sudden, so the same people that wanted Minaya to the pen or have Minaya out of the rotation, now you need him back in there. Like, don't you see the problem? And it's Minaya's own fault that he wasn't very good to the point where they had to move him back to the bullpen. Now he maybe has turned the corner, but maybe we don't even know that. And even if he has turned the corner, what's he, a 4 or 5 inning pitcher? It's all falling apart. They're trying to piece it together any which way they possibly can just to stay afloat. pretty please, pretty please, sports gods, let us just get to the finish line where we can reset, take a deep breath, and load up for the postseason. Because if they do get there, a lot of these problems go away. You don't have to have David Peterson start in the postseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't need to figure out how you're going to go through a five. Remember, they were going with a six-man rotation. Now it's like, well, I don't even, there's not even four good guys, let alone five. When you've got to combine starters to make a start, that's a problem. When you've got to rely on a rookie pitcher who has three big league starts to his name, one of which he melted down, which is understandable, by the way. Like, it happens. Not his fault. Like, he's a young kid. He went basically from Double-A to the pennant race in New York. It's unheard of. It's not Pittsburgh where there's five people in the stands. It's New York City. You got millions of fans going out to see the Mets this year, trying to make the postseason. And Tong's out there pitching. Can't get outs in the first inning. Melted down. So you're combining starters. You're relying on rookie starters to carry. Like, a guy who was an all-star is petered out to where he can't get anybody out anymore. No, this is not news for Peter. Since August, he's been brutal. He was given a 4-run lead against the Phillies. He couldn't even protect that. It's just the reality of the state that the Mets are in right now. There are no answers. We can argue about, Mendy should have left him in. He should have taken him out. He should have gone to this guy. What would you do with the rotation? Point is, they're screwed. There are no good options. There are no good answers. They're hoping. And that's why I started today with telling you my feel. When I believed that the Mets were going to make the playoffs, it was not based on hope. It was based on what I believed to be the reality of the situation. They were better than the Giants and Reds. The Diamondbacks weren't even a thought. They were better than the Giants and Reds, and they were in a good spot, even with all the losing. They just had to stop the bleeding. They couldn't. They couldn't stop the bleeding. It got too bad. And now the Diamondbacks come into the picture, a real threat. And they continue to struggle with no answers in sight. You can look at it and say, well, yeah, McClain's going to make two starts. Good, that's two wins. Or you hope. Knock on wood. You don't even know that they're not guaranteed to win those games. The bullpen could blow those games, or the offense might not come to life. But this Mets team, even though they were built on that lineup, has been all about the starting pitching all year long. It's why they were playing like the best team in baseball from April to June 13th. It was the pitching. Different guys, Canning, whatever you want to say, throwing those guys. It was the pitching that allowed them to be in those games to win at a clip to being the best team in the sport. And then from June 13th on different guys, whether it's the Senga injury that started things, you know, Monta, whatever it may be, all the different, Canning not being there, like, there's a lot of different reasons for it, but they have not pitched nearly well enough to be a competent team, let alone the best team. I've never seen anything like it. Start after start, 3 2/3, 4 innings, like, they couldn't even give you 5 or 6 innings. So it's going to be about the starting pitching. That's the one thing that's been consistent and definitive about this Mets season. Do you trust the starting pitching in the final 10 games? Evan is calling from Hoboken, New Jersey. What's up, Evan?
Hey, Sal. What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just listening to your intro, and I completely agree with you. I don't think the Mets have enough pitching-wise to really get deep in October, but I kind of just wanted to run this point by you. I was at the game last night. What if that Soto ball goes 3 inches to the right, hits off the pole, they come back and win the game? Like, are you still on here today talking about how the Mets don't have enough? Or are you like,
I don't believe
it, like, all right, they got.
It's a great question. First of all, it's a great question. Now, it would have tied the game. It would not have won them the game. It would have tied the game.
No,
now,
you're
saying if they come back
if
and
they
win.
If they hypothetically came back and won, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would start the show the same way. But I still don't believe that they have enough. Now, I'm not also basing it just off of the result. To me, it's not that they lost the game.
Right.
It's about Peterson not being able to be trusted moving forward. It's about Tong going today. It's about the Diamondbacks on their heels. So, okay, you could say that if they won that game yesterday. Let me ask you it this way. If you feel comfortable with where the Mets are at right now, and by the way, I'm not saying they can't go on a deep October run. I'm saying it's the first time I feel like they're not getting to October. There are two different stories here. But if the Diamondbacks won yesterday and were a half game back, how would you feel today?
Oh, I feel terrible. I mean, that's kind of what makes today so important. I think it's now you have to declare it a must win.
Correct.
Just hope the D-backs lose. It's really bad at this point. You can't trust anyone in the rotation, probably outside McClain.
Correct.
And I'm a big Tong guy, but I just don't think putting him in the spot is it's going to do him any favors.
Bingo. You nailed it, Evan, and thank you for the call. So in your hypothetical, the only difference would have been the result of last night's game, which would have meant a lot as far as the standings go. It would have been 2.5 a difference maker. I'm combining not only the result of the loss, because they're not going to win every game. Like, we knew that. I didn't expect the Mets to be more than 500 going down the stretch in the final 12 games, and I thought that that would be enough. I'm not so sure they could even get to 500. But with Peterson's poor performance yet again, it's another starter that you can't trust who is going to make another start. So not only did he lose the game last night, he's going to make another start. And then you mentioned it. I think today is the season. Today's the season, as far as I'm concerned. And it's in the hands of young Jonah Tong. And I just can't trust that. I mean, if they lose this game today, now maybe Tong could have a good start and they could lose. He could have a good start, they could win. Maybe he has a good start and the other parts fall, but like the other pieces don't do their job. Like, there are many different ways to get to the ultimate outcome here. I just don't. In a season that has been defined by the starting pitching, I don't know how you could feel good about Jonah Tong off of what you saw Friday night in what is going to be the biggest game of the year for the Mets this afternoon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.